Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Michael Moeller, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Together we can make it if we take it one step at a time.
Thank you very much.
Let's take what I call those hashtags, but they're more like taglines, I think. And let's just kind of break those down. How do these topics show up in your songs? The first one is life.
Certainly in self-reflection and in what I experience throughout my life so far is what gets written down on the piece of paper. There's not a lot that's just abstract concepts. Most of the time, it's something I have experienced. So yeah, the me from way back when, all that is true. There's no part of it that's not true.
The me from way back when is just a little boy smiling over a Nintendo or a brand new toy. The me from way back when had no cares at all, except how fast I could ride my bike or if I could hit a ball. It's funny what life could teach you, no matter at what age. There's no denying the turning of the page. You can learn so much by looking back now and then, thinking of what you would have done as the me from way back when. The me from way back when starts to slowly mature. It looks as if it's middle school, not much bigger, that's for sure. Handful for my parents, but there are no regrets, 'cause these are just the quiet years, and that's a safe bet. It's funny what life can teach you, no matter at what age. There's no denying the turning of the page. You can learn so much by looking back now and then, thinking of what you would have done. It's the me from way back when. Me from way back when notices high school has begun. My focus has changed, now it's girls, parties, and fun. Schoolwork takes a back seat, although I passed the class. I could crumble any second if I don't clean up my act. It's funny what life can teach you, no matter at what age. There's no denying the turning of the page. You can learn so much by looking back now and then, thinking of what you would have done. It's the me from way back when. Here I am before you, the me of today. I've had my problems, and there's a lot left along the way. Some close calls and me hitting the wall, but yet I've gotten here. I'll keep on making memories so I can learn from them in my later years. It's funny what life can teach you, no matter at what age. There's no denying the turning of the page. And you can learn learned so much by looking back now and then, thinking of what you'd have done. It's the me from way back when. It's the me from way back when.
Let's take Loss next.
Certainly, Goodbye is the front runner for that song, for that topic. Up until I had written that song, I hadn't really experienced a ton of loss. You know, I had grandparents, and there wasn't a ton of tragedies that happened in my life. And as we grow older, everybody has the blessing of experiencing that. And I do mean blessing, because it's all for a greater good, for sure.
It was summertime, I was 8 years old. No more than 50 pounds dripping wet. Got my Wrangler jeans and my new fishing pole. Told Mom and Dad that I was all set. Knew we were there when I saw Grandpa's mailbox. That old bright green John Deere. We fished all day only to take a break. To eat Grandma's homemade meal. Then it came time to leave, but I wasn't ready to go. Grandpa told me these words I didn't know. Goodbye is hard to do, but sometimes it's the only choice. I can promise you that it's not for good. We will see each other again. So hold your head up high. I would love to keep you if I could. You haven't seen the last of me. Goodbye. There's this girl, man, she makes me smile. Every second we spend together, and it's so easy to pick her up, so dang hard to drive off without her. Every time I get ready to leave, she looks up and she frowns at me. And I say goodbye is hard to do. Sometimes it's the only choice. I can promise you that it's not for good. We will see each other again. So hold your head up high. I would love to keep you if I could. It's been a few years from Valentine's Day. Grandpa was on the losing end. I stood next to his bed to say, goodbye is hard to do. Sometimes it's the only choice. I can promise you that it's not for good. We will see each other again, so hold your head up high. I would love to keep you if I could. You haven't seen the last of me. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.
How about love?
Love. I'm a hopeless romantic, always have been, always will be. So she's lucky enough to be the muse.
Wonderful. And I understand your wife sings as well, and thinking about singing backup.
A little bit, yeah. So made some attempts to see what it sounds like, and I think there's a possibility that it might work out.
And where did you meet?
We actually met in college. She went to the same college that I did. Through Facebook and all that new age jazz that it's just finally starting to get accepted as the normal dating way, you know.
If I held my heart in the palms of my hands, would you take it and baby run wild? 'Cause when I met you, girl, you changed my plans. You've got me acting just like a child. If I told you you're the only one, would you sit down and listen to my songs? The one that I'm singing, I wrote about you and how it didn't take very long to fall in love with you. And all you had to do was walk into my life at that perfect place and time. If I got down on one knee someday, would you give me the chance? And if I asked you to marry me, would you let me hold your hand and fall in love with you? And all you had to do was walk into my life at that perfect place and time. Stand up next to that preacher man, and you dress yourself in white. We'll get to say those two little words, I do, for the rest of our lives. And fall in love with you. And all you had to do was walk in to my life at that perfect place and time.
Thank you.
How does faith show up in your songs?
Some people have asked me, so you sing about God a lot, and there's a lot of God and Jesus in your song. Are you a Christian artist? And so, well, no, I'm not necessarily a Christian artist. I'm just a songwriter who is a Christian, or a Christian who is a songwriter, you know. And this Sunday I'll be playing at church, and also, so leading worship there. So faith is a big part of my life, which in turn is a big part of my songwriting.
In the morning he gets up, beats the sun out to the barn. Climbs in his tractor and looks across his yard. Pulls a key from his blue jeans, ready to start the day. The is an ignition, but he bows his head to pray. Father, please bless us, my wife and my son. I leave up to you my uncertainty. One thing I know of all you have done, you've given me a harvest of plenty. He remembers the day he was the talk of this town. Grandpa, he took his land and passed it on down. Learn real quick, it's all hard work. Years to go. And no matter how tired you are, there's always another road to home. Father, please bless us, my wife and my son. I leave up to you my uncertainty. One thing I know of all you have done, you've given me a harvest of plenty. Yeah. Father, please bless us, my wife and my son. I leave up to you my uncertainty. One thing I know of all you have done, you've given me a harvest of plenty.
Thank you very much.
How does joy show up in your work?
Joy is a hard one because it's not necessarily something that stands out right away. But certainly in Harvest of Plenty, I've got another song called Thoughts on Faith. Those are joyful songs to me. It's been such an honor and a pleasure to be here. I want to thank everybody a part of this show, everybody in the audience. It's great to come down to Lexington and be a part of this. I believe very much in what everybody here is doing, and I think it's a great thing, and I hope the local folks can come around and support it as much as possible, because this is an awesome thing.
I've had some bad days where I can't do nothing right. Sometimes those days turn into weeks or months or years. Seems like I can't stay ahead of the fight. Everybody tells me it'll get easier. That old life goes on. But I can't help but to see what I see and think of how they must be wrong. it's not faith if you use your eyes. You just have to believe. Every day I wake up and realize that he sent you to me. I am one to get stuck in a rut and can hardly ever get out. Those days when I think that I'm almost there, well, that rain starts pouring down. It's not faith if you use your eyes. You just have to believe. And every day I wake up and realize that he sent you to me. Because tomorrow's another day. Every morning I wake up to see your eyes. I know that everything will be okay. I have had some bad days,
thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Michael. We want to thank our guest, Michael Moeller, one more time for being with us this evening. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast, those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations, and I also might add those watching us on Facebook Live. All of the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve this rich musical tradition of the Kentucky region and the South.
Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program, redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, let's hear it for Michael Moeller.
I met a guy I haven't seen in a while, the local filling station. He was talking about his wife, his kids, his cars, and his vacation. He said, man, when are you gonna give up on all of your fantasies and wishes? And join all of us after 5 o'clock, buying beer and lotto tickets. I said, might be all that I can do to make a living playing music. Might not be your way of life, but it's all about how you view it. It ain't worth trying for if it ain't worth dying for, and I might be out of my head. Maybe I'm better off dead. I left him standing there at the counter with a twisted look on his face. I hopped in my truck and I drove straight down to Lexington to plug in my guitar at Big Red Radio Show, Big Barn Red Radio, Big Red Barn Radio Show and play. Might be all that I can. can do to make a living playing music. Might not be your way of life, but it's all about how you view it. It ain't worth trying for if it ain't worth dying for, and I might be out of my head. Maybe I'm better off dead. Maybe if that sign doesn't come up, I might just settle down. I think I see that fire rising, so maybe just for now. Gonna keep doing all that I can do to try to make a living playing music. Might not be your way of life, but hey man, you can screw it. It ain't worth trying for if it ain't worth dying for, and I might be out of my head. I might be out of my head. I might be out of my head. Maybe I'm better off dead.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Michael Moeller for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sim's Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sim's Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. We also thank The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.